to the community bulletin board.
The Great Day Gang is back.
The Great Day Gang. Well, last night there was a bylaw committee meeting that was held amongst some members of the community as well as members of the national board and some other interested parties. And here with a report of that meeting is one Patty Hepley.
And this bylaw committee is for what purpose?
For rewriting the bylaws.
What bylaws?
Of American Bandstand.
What do you mean, what bylaws?
For the national board. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Okay. And what happened last night?
Okay. Well, I'm Patty Hepley, a listener and a member of the WBAI Pacifica Bylaw Revision Subcommittee, and I volunteered to give this report. So, well, first a little housekeeping. You too, all listeners out there, and staff members at WBAI can also participate in this process. This is a really historic time when the democratic restructuring of Pacifica is taking place, and you can come to meetings, join in the discussions, give suggestions, and they'll be added to the two draft proposals which we received on July 25th. People might want to get a pencil and paper to write down meeting times because there's a few meetings coming up and also where you can obtain these and other pertinent documents. First, the next meeting of the WBAI Bylaws Revision Subcommittee will be on Monday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m., and that place is to be announced. These are usually at DC 1707 on Tuesdays, but we are having a lab meeting this Tuesday, so this will be moved ahead to Monday. And it'll be announced there on WBAI, or check the WBAI Local Advisory Board hotline. And they have a phone number. It's 212-209-2960. You can also go to WBAI.net. They have meeting information and events on their events page. Also, this coming Tuesday on August 6th at 6 p.m., there will be a WBAI Local Advisory Board meeting, and that's at 1199 at 320 West 43rd Street in New York, and that's between 8th and 9th Avenues. And that's a really important meeting as well, to come to the Local Advisory Board. Okay, and if you're on the Internet, you can get all these documents that I'm talking about and other documents and other submissions other people have made at pacifica.org. Also, all documents, they can be printed out and viewed at the CDPNY website, and that's WBAI.net. And there you'll also find, like I said, events and meeting information. So check those two websites out, pacifica.org or WBAI.net, and you can get all this information if you're on the Internet. As far as the meeting went, we're working on a very speedy timeline mandated by the settlement that we must follow. And on July 25th, the National Committee distributed two drafts of the proposed bylaws, and we're to make suggestions and revisions to these. The revised draft will again be circulated after that for review and comment to all the interim Pacifica National Board members, lab members, and Pacifica's legal counsel, and then that'll be posted on the webpage. By August 15th, we have to have a final draft. The interim Pacifica board will have to have a final draft of these proposed bylaws, and they should be submitted. And three of the five labs must approve these bylaws by a majority vote, any bylaws concerning how the elections are going to be held, who votes, how they'll be held, how many people, and such things like that. And on August 31st is the target date for obtaining all these required votes of approval for the election procedures, because by December 29th, 2002, under our legal settlement, lab elections must be completed. So we have a pretty fast timeline here that we have to keep up. So as to the meeting last night, the report is, first we discussed how to handle the mandated two-hour program that deals with the governing and bylaws issues. There's been a little subcommittee set up for people that have suggestions and ideas of how this two-hour program could be done in a little more perhaps interesting fashion or with some history and such things like that. Next, the co-chairperson asked some longtime listener activists to describe what they thought a perfect Pacifica and WBAI would be and how it would manifest. And so quickly, that was suggested in place to protect the network and BAI were direct elections by the listener sponsors and staff. Important are structures and processes in place that allow checks and balances in every aspect of the station. They included effective program councils that include listeners and staff, a process whereby new people can become involved. That's really important for the health of the station, that more people become involved. Evaluation of programs, old and new, and complete financial transparency. A complete accounting of income and expenses open to anyone that wants to see them. A lot of people thought that was important. And also a Truth and Reconciliation Commission at WBAI and Pacifica to deal with the underlying issues and conflicts that led to the takedown of the Pacifica network and WBAI that happened last year. Finally, we got down to the bylaws draft that we received from the IPNB and proceeded to look them over. The Proposal A, there were two, Proposal A and B. Proposal A was submitted by Rob Robinson, a board member representing WPFW in Washington, D.C. His proposal does not include election of staff members on the local advisory board. Also troublesome was it was similar to what we have in place now with at-large seats on the national board, and the national board has oversight responsibility on national and local operations. And we moved quite quickly on to Proposal B, which we felt was a little had a different innovative approach to it, and that was submitted by Carol Spooner from KPFA in Berkeley. Proposal B is a decentralized approach whereby the power is basically returned to the local level and elections are by proportional choice voting. It makes it very difficult for an outside force to take over the network like we had last year because of the national board, by people taking over the national board because it's so decentralized. So we read sections of that and identified areas that needed, like, clarification, hot-button issues that people are always arguing about, and then we'll be discussing those next week and beyond. The salient points of the Carol Spooner case, which is, at first glance, kind of odd, is that the directors of the foundation are all the local station members that were elected. That means being five stations in the Pacifica network, five stations would each elect 12 listeners and six staff members to sit on the board, and they would all become directors. That makes 90 directors. We've usually had like 15, and this would be a total of 90 directors. And then from the 90 directors, there would be three from each of the stations that would then make up a national committee. So this is a kind of a way to protect the network from a takeover, because there is 90 people that basically as directors of the foundation. And then there would be these committees that would handle the more national issues and such things like that. So that was like a really different sort of approach. We went through articles 1, 2, 3. It's all quite, you know, legalese and such things, but there were issues about who is a member, listener sponsors and staff, We had election of directors and how that would take place. People argued, oh, six directors from the staff and 12 listeners. Some thought six was too many staff. Some thought there should be less and this kind of thing. Some thought there might be more directors than were 18. So in this meeting, we discussed, we didn't really discuss too heavily each of the details. We sort of quickly went through and looked over, read these documents and, you know, had a little discussions about them. Quorum would be 10% of those entitled to vote. That would be a proper and legal election would be 10%. If we had 20,000 listener subscribers, then 2,000 voting would be the minimum allowed to have a legal vote. And for the staff, it would be one-third of those entitled. And these are just some of the articles and the things that they said. Like I said, a lot of these documents are up at WBAI.net and Pacifica.org. And they're worth having a look at and to really find out what this network can be. I think it's important that people get involved and come to the meetings. And I want to say we will continue this process next week, going through the draft and discussing, making suggestions to these documents and presenting them back to the national interim board. And that's really what goes on at these meetings. They're quite lively, and a lot of really smart people come there and really try to hammer out these ideas, because this is our station and our network that we have to protect, and we have to really, you know, care about what's going to happen next. We can't be in the dark. So there were many things, like I said, in these documents. Diversity goals, this whole document start from the premise of the KPFA model, which is where successful elections in Berkeley for 2 years in a row by the listener sponsors and the staff for their local advisory board. And they had diversity goals of a minimum of 50% of racial ethnic minorities and a minimum of 50% of the directors shall be women. And that was the beginning of what they started. So all these things we're going over and deciding if that's a good idea, if that's too much, not enough, and things like that. So we will continue the process on Monday. And like I said, the next meeting of the Bylaws Revision Subcommittee will be on August 5th at 6:30 p.m., place to be announced. It will probably be at DC 1707 at 75 Varick Street on the 14th floor. But like I said, just listen to Wake Up Call, and I'm sure Bernard and everyone will tell you exactly when it's going to be. Or check the hotline. Again, the lab has a hotline, 212-209-2960. And WBAI.net. And don't forget to come to the lab meeting. Again, that's August 6th on Tuesday at 6 p.m. And that's at 1199 at 320 West 43rd Street in New York between 8th and 9th Avenues. If you want, also there's a snail mail address if you want to address the bylaws subcommittee. That's the WBAI lab bylaws committee, and that's Box 36. At the station, that's Box 36 at 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. So please come and get involved. It's actually quite interesting and a good time, and it's an important endeavor to make sure that our network stays safe. That's it.
Okay, Patty, before you go, this is Sharan Harper.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine.
It's really impossible, I think, for us to cover all aspects of everything in the short time we have allotted this morning. But there are, wouldn't you say it's really integral to the process that as many people as can come out to these meetings? Because I think the document, it has a lot of aspects that people need to look at. And if we're going to ensure and have as just a process as possible, we need to have as much input as possible from all sectors of our listener community.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really, you know, that's a lot of the complaints that people have is there's, you know, just not enough people participating from all various parts of the community. It could be the meetings are in the evening and people are, you know, going home to work or going to their families and such things. And but it's really important to get this information, and that's why they're having these 2 hours a week also, these bylaws, which I hope that will be announced more often, these bylaws programs that people, you know, so they don't even, some of this has to be done in a room, you know, discussing these issues to some degree, but a lot of information can be put out over the air, and so people don't have to go somewhere for them. But I think it's a mixture that has to take place. But it's very important for people to get involved and to see what you have to say, you know, what you really think about these things. I mean, I know we're not really even used to governing ourselves in our own government here. You know, it's just a rubber stamp deal all the time. And this is really, since we had this almost takeover of our network, we've really tried, you know, I think a lot of people in the IPNB have really tried to figure out a way that we can develop a way to govern ourselves. And, you know, it's almost a new practice in our own civil society to try to govern ourselves in this microcosm, which is Pacifica. And I think that should be really exciting to people.
Well, I look forward to a new Pacifica set of bylaws that's inclusive and includes all of our listeners. And I would, you know, certainly say to each and every one of, as a member sponsor and also as a member of the staff, would encourage staff members and member sponsors to come out to these bylaws committee meetings. It is, as one word I heard over and over on the last program, it is about power. And I think your input would determine whether or not it is justly shared among those of us who love and really care about Pacifica and what the direction is of the network. Thank you so much for joining us, Patty.
Thank you.
No, you'd have to. And talking to the person out there who listens to the station, who doesn't get too much involved but send your money in, or you don't have the money to send in but you believe that this is a valuable institution, got to get involved in the process. You got to get these bylaws, you got to read them, you got to critique them. You can't afford to say that you didn't know what was going on, because you're given the opportunity to protect this institution. One of the things I keep hearing when I was out in California last week is from common people. 10,000 people came out in the streets of Berkeley, and it made a difference. We didn't have 10,000 people out in the street in New York at any given time, but we had the involvement of tens, of hundreds, and thousands of listeners, and we need for your involvement to continue by taking a look at these bylaws and by getting involved with the station. Don't let it happen again, because I don't think we'll be that fortunate next time to wrest control back of this radio station from people who want to change its mission and want to change the voices that you hear and the opinions that come across on this radio station.
Oh, okay, well, you know, these two documents, if people have any web access, I really suggest that they look. I have the two documents in front of me. As I said, I attended the meeting last night. We reviewed on the Robinson draft, we reviewed the introduction page. We did not go in depth into the document, but we began rather to look at the draft that was submitted by Carol Spooner. And we got through, I think, as Patty told us, Section 3. And almost every section somebody had a question or exception with. So it really needs to be reviewed carefully. And I would say to the listeners, stay strong and pay close attention to this matter.
96 directors, that certainly seems like an inordinate
number. 90 directors.
90, okay.
And then there's another structure within there of 15 that's selected by the body itself, which kind of, well, people should look at the document.
Yeah.
And we need to have, you know, more input from listeners across the board on what this means.
Because 90 certainly seems to be an inordinate
number. Well, you know, there were questions about liability of these people in terms of this, but people certainly need to review these documents. Go to
I
the
doubt
site.
The insurance company would.
Well, I don't know if they're going to indemnify 90 people. I mean, there's some question of whether meetings could be held by teleconference or not, because at any given time, 75 of those board members would have to travel for a board meeting. Now, I mean, the cost would be extensive, but, I mean, you know, there are ways to work this out. But it's something that the listeners need to read for themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the site that Patty gave you, www.bai.net, and pay close attention, read the documents carefully, and come to the next meeting. Or, you know, if you can't come, send your comments to the board, leave messages. But certainly register what you think is appropriate as a listener sponsor and also as a member of the staff at WBAI.
Okay. Thank you very much, Moran. Thank you, Patty Heppley. And you're listening to WBAI in New York, 657, 78 degrees. Coming up next, Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. I said Ken Rosenberg and Mimi Nash.
Is there something they haven't told us?
Well, let's ask them.